Hi, brothers and sisters. Today is April 21st, 2024. The time right now is 10:28 a.m. in the morning. Brothers and sisters, I had to take down that video. God wanted that video down. Like, I knew he meant business when he said take it down. So I took it down. But I also wanted to know why at that time did he want me to take it down. And y'all, he did not say. It was just take it down. And I thought it was something I did. But this morning, he let me know that he said his people do not fear him. They do not listen to him. They're not listening. And God knows, y'all, how I like to go and try to, you know, like, I've been done, y'all, a long time ago. God, years ago, I'm going to say. Actually, 2018. Because God started dealing with me around 2015. And then in 2017, y'all, something happened to me supernaturally. It changed. Like, it was the end of 2017. I noticed around the month, I believe, like October or November or something. But no, it was 2016. And I noticed it in 2017. But God knows I'm hard-headed. And he knows, like, when he says what he's going to do, y'all, I try to go back and be like, Lord, please. Like, Lord, let me just say this. Let me go and help them. Let me go and, you know, just keep going, you know, like, I just don't want to give up on nobody. But y'all, I'm telling you right now, God is saying that is it. That is it. This time, y'all, he's not letting me do it. And I'm going to tell you why. But first, I want to tell y'all, God is so amazing. Y'all, my husband came to me almost a week ago. And he had said to me that he was saying, like, one day he wanted to come in. So I can teach him the Bible. So, y'all, I didn't know what, y'all, wow. Like, I was like, speechless. Just put it like that. I almost cried. I wanted to shout at the same time. And then, my doctor, y'all, where this little clinic God sent me to, because he knows how I am. Y'all, I hate the hospital. I hate the way they run it. And because I don't like injustice. I don't like unjust things, I'm going to say. So I pray for God's justice all the time. His righteous justice. And the doctor where he had me going, and that little clinic every month, y'all, that doctor broke down and cried. And y'all, I knew God's spirit was moving. You know, because I told y'all, I'm going to keep it real wherever I go. For real. So, that's why I want to tell you all, like, I know you're going through things. Don't give up. Don't give up on that person. Don't give up on people. Keep praying for them. You just keep being obedient to God. And letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. So, Heavenly Father, right now, we just thank you for everything you are doing, Father God. The way you are moving awesomely around this world. Father God, I ask right now that you humble your people, Father God, and to overwhelm them with your unfailing love. I ask, Father God, that you help them to receive your Holy Spirit so that they can start moving up that mountain of holiness. Father God, I just ask that you cover us all right now with the blood of Jesus. And we put on the full armor of God. And we put on we gird up our loins, Father God, because we know we are not fighting against flesh and blood. Father, we align everything up with ourselves to you, your whole spirit. Father God, we line it up with yours, and we ask that you line our lives up with your living word so that we can become one, Father God, with you. Father, I just thank you, and I ask that you give your people your supernatural divine wisdom, your guidance. Enlighten them, Father God, with the knowledge of your word, and give them your divine discernment beyond all measure, Father God, so that they can continue to be strong enough, Father God, to take in your living water, your pure water, and to eat your manna that is going to help them, Father God. Father, I thank you. I know you hear me. I praise your holy name, Father God. And I give you all the honor, the praise, honor, and the glory, because it is all about you. All about you. Father, I speak this prayer into the spirit realm and into the natural, and I speak it out into the atmosphere. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So, God has been letting me know, like, through the numbers. Through the number 353, or I should say 535, just letting me know, like, completion, complete it, finish, and any other number, y'all, he'll put before me when I'm doing too much, when I'm, you know, in the way, reminding me. And I wasn't quite, you know, paying attention. So, But he got my attention this morning. And there's many things, y'all, God tell me. And I know for a fact this world is not ready for the things that he let me know. Y'all, God said not to be just hearers of the word, but be a doer of the word. You know, he said in the last days they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Y'all, they are denying the power of what the Holy Spirit can do. Y'all, God's Spirit moves. God's Spirit corrects. Whatever it is you need to know. And believe me, I've been in many situations, and God has been with me all my life. So I know you all, I know his character. I know when he's, you know, like, just like, you know, God tells us to be watching and be ready. You better be ready for anything God brings your way. Not just his coming, not just the rapture. You better be ready for whatever it is. And I know, because over my whole life, y'all, all the way up to now, I know God first teaches you patience and to be content in all things. This world think they need everything. You don't. You do not. Y'all know God do not change. And his people have forgotten that. Now, God knows what you need when you need it. And it'll be a need, not a want. So, and y'all, I'm telling you, and I'm telling y'all this because I'm not telling you this because I'm just saying this. I'm telling you because I know this. All right? Like, God has me. He has it where I will go different places and be inside of people's bodies. And I know the world don't understand that, but that's all right. I'm not here to try to make you understand that. I'm telling you this, whether you believe it or not. Been inside people's bodies, like, can see through their eyes as they walk through their life. I don't understand it fully, but God does, and he knows what he's doing. And I'm telling you, stop following this world, because they're going to lead you to the pit of hell is where they're going to lead you. God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the same thing he said in the Old Testament, he's saying it right now still. But the only thing is, he's giving you grace. He's giving you the graces to do it. Now, I know, because God called me out many times, y'all, where I didn't want to do something. And he let me know, you're going to do it. I didn't have that choice like everyone else. And I did it. Now, when he had that whirlwind, when that whirlwind was in front of me, I didn't want to step into that whirlwind. But God kept telling me, he says, come in, like step in. And I'm like, whoa, no, no. You know, my answer was like, no. My response was no. Because I'm seeing this whirlwind whip around. You know what that looked like? I'm not talking about the ones down here. I'm talking about his whirlwind. That's scary. He had to tell me 3 times before I went in there. You know, I was without any word, y'all. There wasn't no words being used. And when the first time he told me, he said, step in or something. And then I said, no. You know, and then he said again, either step in or come in or something, he said. But I said no. And then that last time, which was that 3rd time, he was stern with it, like step in or come in, like now. Y'all, I stepped in there. And when I stepped in there, I thought I was going to get blown away before I even got in there. But when I stepped in there, y'all, I stepped into an all-knowing. All-knowing. Nothing needed to be, like, I didn't need no, any questions I had. Everything was answered at once. I can't even explain that. So, I'm telling you these things because I listened. I had to listen to God. You don't think you're not going to listen to him? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And however long you want it to take, that's on you. But you're going to listen. All right. Hebrews chapter 12, y'all. Let me go there. Hebrews chapter 12. Because I want y'all to know, like, God deals with me also. He have in the past. And now it's just like, who? No. I listen. I think that's all I do is listen. Listen. Because I don't want you to think I'm being no hypocrite, because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm going to keep it real with you. And I want you to know I understand where you are. I understand. And I'm not judging you. That's not my job. God's word is going to do that itself. All right, so God said his people don't listen. So guess what, y'all? He's to discipline you. He's going to discipline you, and that's what he's doing. He said his discipline proves his love. Y'all, read Hebrews chapter 12. Now, I am going to go start at verse 14. All right. A call to listen to God. Verse 14, Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to start there. It says, work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life, for those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as firstborn son for a single meal. Hold on, let me make sure I said that right. Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal. You know that afterward, when he wanted his father's blessing, he was rejected. It was too late for repentance, even though he begged with bitter tears. You have not come to a physical mountain, to a place of flaming fire, darkness, gloom, and whirlwind, as the Israelites did at Mount Sinai. For they heard an awesome trumpet blast and a voice so terrible that they begged God to stop speaking. They staggered back under God's command. Even if an animal touches the mountain, it was to be stoned to death. Moses himself was so terrified at the sight that he said, "I am terrified and trembling." Brothers and sisters, you better really pay attention to this part coming up. Verse 22. Know you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. You have come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God Himself, who is the judge over all things. You have come to the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven, who have now been made perfect. You have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. Hold on, y'all, here. All right. Verse 25. Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, we will certainly not escape if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth, but now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things remain. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe. With holy fear and awe, for our God is a devouring fire. Brothers and sisters, God taught me about the Godhead. And showed me all that stuff, brothers and sisters, that I cannot go back and tell you all. I will have to go back and listen to those teachings, those videos that I did. If you want to know, because God is not letting me do it again. And I know y'all see Him moving because He's here. He's here. And everywhere you see destruction, I can't watch it, but y'all can. Everywhere you see destruction, know that He has been there. Know He has stepped there. Now, let me read John chapter 3 really quick, verse 12. Jesus said, "If I had told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" How are you going to believe? Y'all, Jesus said, in this third day, people are going to worship Him the way the Father wants to be worshiped. And that's in spirit and in truth. Y'all, when you become one with the Word of God, you are walking the Word out. That's your relationship with your Father. When you come to Jesus, and I'm speaking on His scriptures, y'all. When you come to these scriptures, you will start to know Jesus is going to tell you about His self, because He is your Father. Your Holy Father, your Holy Mother. And don't even say anything about what I'm saying. You want to know something? Ask Jesus yourself. And do not blaspheme the Holy Spirit. A lot of y'all have been in these churches where they are teaching you man-made doctrine or man-made traditions. No one has taught me what I know but my Father. Jesus taught me by His Holy Spirit. Now I'm telling y'all, listen to what Jesus says. I don't care what other people say. Listen to Jesus. Read the red writing in the book and New Testament. Because I promise you, you're going to listen. And if you don't, guess what? Expect to be disciplined. And thank Him while He's disciplining you. Thank Him because you're going to listen. Or you're going to go into that timeout area. Isn't that how it goes? You know, in the book of Proverbs, Jesus talks about, you know, people who don't discipline their children don't love them. You got to show them some form of discipline so they know that what they are doing is wrong. Just don't whoop them. Teach them. Teach them. And when you, whatever you teach them, don't just tell them and be a hypocrite and do what you tell them not to do. You make sure you are doing it yourself. So, Revelation chapter 22, brothers and sisters. Because y'all have come to Mount Zion. Y'all come to the living God. You come to, it's brought, y'all, heaven is here. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is here. You better be careful how you treat certain people because you don't know who they are. And I'm going to tell y'all really quick here. Hold on. The number 602. The number 602, I'm going to give y'all that. It says the definition, uncovering. I'm going to give you the translation. All right. It says the revelation, unveiling the revelation of Jesus Christ, unknown because veiled, covered. And it says reveal, revealing, revelation, revelations concerning divine things before unknown disclosure of the truth. Y'all, God is unveiling things to y'all that were sealed, covered. What y'all think the seals, when the seals are broken, when another seal is broken, that means God gave you enough time to do what the other seal, whatever seal was broken before. Y'all, God is patient. But that's done. The spirit of Elijah. You know, that John the Baptist spirit, y'all. Remember he said Elijah was going to come first to turn the hearts back to the hearts of the fathers back to, you know, I believe it's Malachi. But I'm going to shut up. But I'm telling you, Elijah is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that resurrected Jesus' body. And I'm going to tell y'all something else really quick here. Because I'm not going to get back on here unless Jesus wants me to say something. Because he said, y'all, that's it. Y'all got whatever. I'm telling you, listen to his prophets. Listen to them. Listen to the messengers. My daughter, before I had my daughter, when I had my daughter, and I told y'all, I don't know them many words. And when I had my daughter, y'all, I used to sing to her when she was a baby. I used to say, because I call her Dumas. I call her Dumas, you know, just saying all this stuff. Y'all, that word means God in Lord. I believe that's it. Yeah, God in Lord. I used to call her Duma. I used to sing this song to her. Duma, Duma, Dumas. Duma, Duma, Deuce. Duma, Duma, Dumas. I didn't even know, like, my dad's girlfriend, she overheard me singing that to her. She said, have you heard? She said, no, she said, you know that name is in the Bible. I said, it is? I didn't even know it was a word. And y'all, I even did a teaching on that. I talked about that. The dunamis spirit. That spirit that Jesus was operating out of when he was healing people, raising the dead, casting out demons and all that. Y'all, receive the Holy Spirit. God is saying, you know, that other number, when he says ascend, y'all, ascend up that mountain. Let me go to Exodus really quick, y'all. Let me go to Exodus 24. Hold on here. Trip me out. Hold on. All right, here we go. Wow, look at that, Moses. Exodus 24, y'all. Remember I was just telling you? Right here it said, when I was reading to y'all in Hebrews, when Jesus said, you have come to, hold on. All right, so you know Moses right here. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Let me go right here. Exodus chapter 24. I even got it written out already in yellow. Starting at verse 9. Y'all, my phone might cut off, but just bear with me here. It says, starting at verse 9, then Moses, Aaron, and Nadab, y'all don't know that name, or those names, but it goes on to say, and the 70 elders of Israel climbed up the mountain. There they saw the God of Israel. Under his feet there seemed to be a surface of brilliant blue lapis. But y'all, the word ascend I tried to give y'all yesterday, I didn't even know Jesus was talking about this right here. Y'all, when I told y'all, you come to Mount Zion now. You have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to God, y'all. Go to Ezekiel, y'all. Just read Ezekiel. Oh, my goodness. You don't know who people are. Like, God told me all the things I do and the things what. That's why it's hard for me to talk, because it's not even for me to, like, talk like that. I just hold a message. I just hold his information in me. Y'all, when you're down here, you're going to ascend like Jesus did. You're going to ascend higher and higher and higher. Hey, some of y'all may not even move when the rapture happens. You may only go up so far and come back down. But God is saying, help your brothers and sisters up that mountain. Y'all, I seen that mountain. I was on that mountain. Even my mom was on this mountain. God showed me one day, myself, y'all, because the enemy was trying to attack me, like he has been doing all my life, attacking me. And I remember on that mountain I was climbing, y'all, because I'm not no rock climber. I started climbing up, and guess what? As I was going up, it started to get a little harder, y'all. And I remember saying to Jesus, like, Jesus, please help me. And I remember when I said that, y'all, I was up under the wings of this angel or something. But y'all, the wings overlapped me and covered me. It covered me. And then, but I was still on that mountain climbing. And that black demon, spirit, or whatever that was, came by and barely nicked me, y'all. Barely, just tick. The first time, before the wing covered me up. The first time. And it took so much energy out of me. And it wasn't even a tap. And then that's when I asked Jesus, I was like, Jesus, please help me. And those big wings, y'all, they stretched out so wide. So, I mean, I knew they were big. And it covered me. The wings overlapped each other and hid me. But I still seen myself on that mountain. But guess what? Those evil spirits didn't see me. And that's why I like Psalms 91. I pray that prayer over y'all all the time. And myself. So y'all, God is saying, come up higher. Ascend higher. But now you're going to do it. He wants you to come up higher spiritually. Not come up higher in the world as your business and your jobs and all that. God don't care about that. He don't care about that. So I'm going to take you really quick, y'all, to Matthew chapter... What is that? Matthew chapter 7. My son just told me it was Matthew chapter 7. thank you, John. All right, Matthew chapter 7. All right, there's 5. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me go to 7. Oh, actually, is Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Y'all, listen to this. Jesus said, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. Oh my goodness, y'all. That's why Jesus said, you gotta help your brothers and sisters. Y'all, you gotta help your brothers and sisters. You have to. Because otherwise, you know, they're gonna be in trouble. They're gonna have to go through things that, you know, their other brothers and sisters could have helped them with. You know? So, know you have come to Mount Zion. Y'all, God said, like, his people, Israel, not listening. They're not listening. God is revealing things from heaven. Like, y'all, just please go back and listen to my older videos, y'all. Please, please. And I don't even care what people say or think. I don't care. What I care about is what God says. And I'm going to tell you in Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. Jesus says, look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in this book. Y'all, you got to be doers of the word, not just hearers. Do it. All right, verse 16, y'all. Verse 16 and 17. I'm out of here, y'all. But before I read that, y'all, follow those two greatest commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do unto others as you want them to do to you. Just treat people how you want to be treated. Keep your hands clean. Don't try to pay people back. God said vengeance is his. And y'all, I don't watch some people go down. But that don't mean, y'all, when something bad happens to you, that do not mean it's bad. God is getting your attention to slow you down. But that don't mean he's doing what he's doing to you. You did that to yourself. But he loved you enough to open your eyes so you can see it. Stop and think about what you're doing to others. And stop just thinking about what people are doing to you. That's a two-way street. Y'all, you know, a lot of things y'all don't have to pray for. Open your mouth and talk to the people that are doing these things to you. That's what's going to take the humbling part. Because I'm going to tell somebody really quick, you hurt my feelings. Yes, you hurt my feelings. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Humble yourself enough to say that. A lot of prayer, y'all don't have to do it. You can do it yourself. Don't try to bring God into your business when you get it all messy. You got it messy like that. Not him. And that's why he wants you to ask him for help so you don't have to be going through that stuff. Humble yourself and ask him for help. I do. Because I know, I told you, I know. You know, I know sometimes, I just like, if I can't tell, if I'm with somebody and I can't tell them the truth, if I can't tell you the truth, how I feel, how you make me feel at the very moment, I don't want to be around you. Leave me alone. Because when you do something that hurts my feelings or something, I want you to know. Y'all nip that stuff in the bud. Because just like people who smoke cigarettes, if you don't put that fire all the way out, guess what? That little bitty spark you think that ain't gonna do anything, if it hits the ground or whatever it hits, you can start a fire with that little bitty whatever that is. So y'all think about that stuff. There's nothing wrong with you telling people what you like and what you don't like, what you're gonna put up with and what you're not gonna put up with. Anybody that know me and everybody that knows me know I'm going to say something. And I told y'all, people had me thinking I was a troublemaker. God told me I was not a troublemaker. Y'all need to know the difference between gossiping and not gossiping. If I tell you already what I told you about you, then if I tell someone what I just said, if I'm having a conversation and I say, you know, that's why I said to this person, I'll say exactly what I said, and it would not be a lie, would it? It wouldn't. Gossiping is you gossiping about somebody that's not around, and then you get back in their face and act like you never said anything about them. That's gossiping. Now, Jesus told me, I'm just straightforward, and I'm going to stay straightforward. And I'm going to tell you if you hurt my feelings, and I'm going to tell you if I said something about you, because I'm going to say it to you first. And if I didn't say it to you, I'm going to make sure I tell you. Just so you know that I'm not that person that's going to be fake in somebody's face. Ain't nothing fake about me. Nothing. And anyone that says that will be a lie from the pit of hell. God is no respecter of person. I am no respecter of person. Nobody is better than anyone. Y'all stop pulling God in your stuff. You talk to those people. And if you say what you say and you mean it from the heart, that's all you can do. Give it to God. And let God do the rest. He will heal their hearts. You make sure you keep your hands clean. Your hands, your heart, keep what you put in your sight clean. Y'all, you don't know anything unless you don't know something unless you're taught it. Be careful what you put in your sight. Be careful what you put in your ears. Because all that will go to your heart. And don't let it do that. Be honest. So anyway, y'all. I love y'all. I do. I'm gonna... Just be quiet, y'all. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Allow him to be Lord over your life. Allow him to be Lord over your life. I don't make plans. I let the Holy Spirit lead me. And everyone that knows me, y'all, they will tell you that. If somebody say, let's go here, let's go there. Well, why people are just saying, okay, I'm going. No, did you ask God, was it okay? Y'all, if you're still enough to pay attention, God will let you know stuff before it happens. A lot of y'all are self-willed, which is a sin. Self-willed. No, I'm waiting on God. I don't care if it's just to go to the store. If something rises up in my spirit, I'm going to sit my butt right back down. And y'all, that's why I can barely move now. God knows how I am. He knows how I am. somebody say, you know, call me and say, can you do this, can you do that, I wouldn't even ask him. I would just be like, yep, get up and go. Well, no, I can't do that no more. I could barely get out of the darn bed now. But I thank Jesus. I thank him, because when he moves his hand off me like that, the next place I'm going is home. And I thank Jesus for every experience down here. I thank him for allowing me to meet my brothers and sisters, my true brothers and sisters. I don't want y'all going through nothing. You don't have to. Listen to Jesus. Listen to the Holy Spirit. All right. Revelation chapter 22, y'all, verse 16, 17. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. I am